Wedeli Chibelushi and Kalkidan Yibitil. BBC News fresh peace talks aimed at ending Sudan's 16-month war have begun despite the two warring sides refusing to enter the negotiating room. The US, which is leading the talks, insisted the event continued regardless, saying, "We are going to try to do everything we can to try to end this horrific crisis in Sudan." Fighting between the army and the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces, RSF, has killed thousands, driven about 10 million people from their homes and sparked what the United Nations has called the world's worst hunger crisis. The army said it would boycott the talks days before they were scheduled to start, while RSF delegates arrived in Switzerland but at the last minute said they would stay away. Dashing hopes of a ceasefire, the army said it would not attend as the RSF had not implemented what was agreed upon in Saudi Arabia last year. The paramilitary group had not met key conditions of the Jeddah Declaration, such as withdrawing its fighters from civilians' houses and public facilities, the army said. "A simple guide to what is happening in Sudan, a front row seat to my country, Sudan, falling apart, the children living between starvation and death in Darfur." As late as Tuesday night, there were still hopes that Sudan's army would arrive for the talks. Tom Perriello, the U.S. Special Envoy for Sudan, said at 23:30 Greenwich Mean Time, 0:30 Swiss Time, that the delegates were still waiting on the SAF. "The world is watching," he posted on X. Mr. Perriello said that in the army's absence, the other parties would explore every option to support the people of Sudan. The RSF also posted on Tuesday night, saying its arrival in Geneva was a powerful testament to our resolve and determination to alleviate the suffering of the Sudanese people. The group called on the army to attend the talks. However, the RSF were not present at the start of the talks on Wednesday. The group has not publicly given a reason for withdrawing. Before the talks were due to begin, and before the RSF pulled out, Mukesh Kapila, the former United Nations chief coordinator for Sudan, said the mood among the delegates was pretty glum. "I don't think the two belligerents are interested in talking to each other. One of them is not here already and not much is expected," he told the BBC. Previous peace talks in Saudi Arabia and Bahrain have all failed. Delegates from the US, United Arab Emirates, UAE, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, the African Union and the United Nations attended Wednesday's ceremony. As well as citing the Jeddah Declaration, the army also said it objected to the presence of the UAE as an observer. The UAE has been accused of arming the RSF, although the Gulf nation has denied any involvement. The US said the UAE and Egypt, also thought to wield influence in the conflict, needed to attend the talks to help ensure any ceasefire actually holds. According to the UN's Migration Agency, tens of thousands of preventable deaths are looming in Sudan if the conflict and restrictions on humanitarian aid continue. As talks began in Geneva, medical charity MSF said the last functioning city in the besieged Sudanese city of El Fasher may have to shut down due to intensive bombardment. The surgical ward in the Saudi hospital was hit on Sunday, killing the carer of a patient and injuring five others, the charity reported. The Rapid Support Forces have been trying to capture the city from the army for several months, forcing tens of thousands of civilians to flee. It is the last city still under army control in the western region of Darfur, where the RSF has been accused of widespread atrocities against the region's non-Arabic population. Additional reporting from Will Ross.